The Egyptians thought the sun was a chariot carrying Ra, the sun god, through the day, but not into the night. Instead, into the western lands, the lands of the dead, made of sand, where all our feet will fall in time, as even now we all stand on sand, quickly shifting, moving westward. It is to us, you see, it is as the air is. It is in front of us. It is obvious. So naturally, we cannot see it. We will not see it. This is because of irrationality. For example, by definition, if you look in the mirror and say to yourself, looky over there, it's a human. You also say, looky over there. It is devoid of rationality. It is called laughable. By definition, also, it fights, and this is called war. Therefore, it makes sense if a human dies before their natural to enjoy by date, such as is found on milk cartons, they will become deceptive to themselves about what is obvious, as in the air, as in war. For example, soldiers and their collateral damage stand on a line in the sand, perhaps from Iraq, maybe any war, doesn't matter, extended side by side by the thousands, toe to toe to toe, the freshly dead continually stumbling in. There are no sides anymore, no thoughts of fighting anymore. Standing there in the sand under the spiraling hard white light of the spinning afterlife moon and thinking, where are the fresh troop rotations? Why am I so dusty? Where am I? What are my orders? Why can't I move my fingers? The radio, it's still not working. The radio. You see, it still thinks as a human thinks. And so, as we discussed previously, there will be none of admitting the obvious. For example, I must be real. I know I am real. I can feel my toes buried in this sand. I have known rage and longing, desires unmet, moments of joy, love of various kinds and to various depths, the grace of occasional kindness, things I haven't said, things I should have said. I must be alive. I can just feel it. I remember clearly as a child, you see, a kite. When I was a child, when time was big, when my hands, they felt different. And this kite, it was made to look like a Chinese dragon. And when it reached the end of its string, it was ripped violently from my hand. And I ran after it, and I ran after the hard wind. And my crazy black dog Loki, now dead, who never stopped barking for anything, ran after me, barking. And I thought the kite, you see, it would fall from the sky, as I was taught, as in gravity, as in nature, but it kept rising and rising and flying. And in that moment, in my childish mind, I imagined the kite, you see, it had turned alive and was flying onward now by its own will alone towards some unknowable destination that I felt I must follow it into. And so I was so overcome with this realization. My nervous system exploded instantaneously. It overcame me as in liquid fire, as in lightning, and I broke free of my body without meaning to, completely. It was as if I had become supernatural myself as the dragon, or so I thought this as a child. It was whipping through the red crowds, growing smaller, and I looked down at my scratched knees and saw them pumping through the long straw, and it was as if I was not running anymore, but flying 3 feet over my own legs, and seeing them somehow from a vast distance as I was moving inexorably towards the magic happening above me, and this continued forever, and I was screaming with something like joy closer than I've ever felt to it, until the whipping animal moved into the cornea of the sun, and I could no longer look at it, as my eyes burned, and eyes collapsed on the ground, and as my dog continued to bark, and I knew then that the dragon had flown into the sun, where it belonged, where it came from, where it was born, and had fused with the sun, and I was glad for it, for finding its home, but overcome with sadness that I could not be a part of it as well, because of gravity, because I was human. And I felt a terrible loss and was crying. And in the car afterwards, my mom felt bad, and she promised me a new kite. And this just made me cry harder, as she was too human, I realized, as myself, and so deceived about the obvious. I can tell you this experience is so real to me that I must be alive. And so here it is. We have it all around us, our experience, balancing on the brink of the West, shifting in the sand, denying everything, loving the imaginary solid ground around us, and grinning with particularly human craziness. forgetting the enjoy-by date entirely, and casually sailing through with beauty, with deception, quickly into the Western lands.
All right, sing along time. We ready? I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm sitting on the floor. No one's singing along. Serenity now!